Theme music to the show. Not sorted yet, but give it time. It will happen. If you guys to join in, all being well. Turn the volume down. I know what I'm doing. It's all good. Here we are, live. Have we got anyone on? Okay. Streaming, apparently. Apparently we're all good. So having a look. Boom. Comment if you are on. Chat. I need to have a look at chat. Hey, there we go. Riveting. Thank you, Jonathan. John Wall is on, mic. He's making sarcastic comments. He hasn't said anything nice, you know. Rich S says, afternoon, love the studio. That's what he said. Jonathan comes on. Riveting. And that sort of dumped with sarcasm. Unbelievable. Maybe I'm sweating a little bit. Some last minute adjustments to the studio. It's taken 45 minutes. To this side of me is a load of windows which have been blocked up with special boards, and it all came down. Did it on the weekend. Came down. Done it all again today. So, brilliant. So this is the studio. Welcome. This is the studio that you'll see every single week. Here is a wheel which you might recognise, is from the 1,000 Miler. It's well looked after, it's got a bit of bird poo spat across the side. Ireland, Wales, Scotland. InMotion V5. Number 1 S2. That is actually, I bought that back off a customer who had a small fall and almost lost it in a boating lake. Don't ask. Helmet there from the 1,000 Miler. So, there we go. What's that, sorry, Michael? Slight interruption, only live, don't worry about it. It's on YouTube. Go to the old YouTube channel and you'll see it live, hopefully. But this is very, so this, at the moment where we are now, studio is more or less done. We need to do some soundproofing and I'm hoping you can hear me okay. Perhaps Michael, you can let me know over here if you're hearing me okay. Because, let's have a look. You should be able to hear me okay. Don't know, just say thumbs up, yes, you can hear me. Because at the moment, we're supposed to be running from a proper broadcast quality camera, a Canon C100 Mark II, if you know your cameras. But at the moment, I'm off my iPhone, which is on a second tripod. And it's an iPhone 8, so it's got no flipping jack, has it, for putting a microphone in. And we wanted to do one this Wednesday rather than skip one, but next week, we should have that camera up and running. We're going to use a thing called Sling Studio, which is a fairly expensive but cheap in comparison to the alternatives thing for cutting in several cameras. So we'll have a secondary camera as well, and we can do overlays and we can bring people in. It's going to be mega. But there we are. Why are we here? Yeah, good question. Right, let's have a little look. So we've got questions coming in, but they're kind of just hellos at the moment, and there's one in Chinese, it looks like. So. You can hear me, yeah. So Mick No Manners is in the next room. So that hasn't been soundproof yet. So I've got a wall behind me, which is not soundproof. Well, in front, in fact, that way isn't soundproof. During the recent hot spell here in the UK, have you noticed or any of your customers reported that the wheels overheated and stopped at any time? No. I've had no issues at all with board overheat. So it's been fine for me, and we've had no one ring up, so they've got issues. So yeah, there we go. So from our point of view, and if you hear trucks starting up, there are actually trucks starting up with loud beepers on. Say again, it's not soundproof. We're probably a week or two away from getting it soundproof. And what they like doing is parking the truck right next to me now. It's a new thing. And then, woo, let it rip. So no, had no issues at all with boards overheating. So we've been at, what, we got up to 30 degrees, didn't we? and no issues. But I've been pushing my riding recently because I've got the dog, being a husky, can't take him out, which we talked about last week, just impossible. Somebody did mention a cooling coat, but I haven't actually looked into that yet. Probably should do. This studio is reversing. Unbelievable. It's always one. It's always John. Oh, just when you leave work. Don't leave work. Stay, watch the live feed. So here, I don't know if you can read this. You might not be able to, there's an iPhone camera, but it says, it's got a picture which I've drawn, which is the person walking, and it says pedestrians use this route, and I've crossed out pedestrians, drawn a little wheel in there, possibly an ACM, it's a rubbish drawing, and I've put EUCs use this route, but crossed out pedestrians. So, and this one says warning drop, which you might not have seen, but it's got an arrow pointing to it, and it says John, because that's quite common. Danger electric shock risk, all the rest. Let's open up Streamlabs here and see if I can actually see what's going on. No, so I can, looks bizarre actually, so, okay. I've got another view of a desk if I open up Streamlabs. Can I spin this camera around? I can. What if I can bring in a secondary camera? Should we try this? Should we try it? Let's test all this out while you're all watching. See if we can get it going wrong. What happens if I bring in another camera? Is it gonna kill that camera? I'm not gonna try it. I've got a secondary screen up, but that doesn't really tell me a lot. So I'm gonna turn that back off now. That's doing nothing for me. Right, let's have a look at these questions that are coming in, which I was gonna read on this, but I can't. So let's put that back down. Let's have a look. What's the best wheel? Oh my goodness, best wheel. No such thing, really. Depends on what you wanna use it for. So the best wheel for doing 1,000 miles is the Monster. So without a doubt, I think John would probably agree that was an absolute brilliant machine. And it's been used thereafter as well. Not massively, but it did 1,000 miles without missing a beat. Absolutely brilliant piece of kit. Fitting the charge ports on it was a great decision. 3 batteries inside. So for that sort of thing, 1,000 miles, you want to be riding 10 hours a day, 8 to 10 hours a day. You want to be doing 50 miles per every charge and then charge up quickly and then go again. That's your wheel. For commuting in town, that's not your wheel. And if you want something really, really light, then you've got the 901 S2. But then it's only a 14 inch. So if you want to do some trail riding, 14 inch can be very good. And you can't grip the side of your legs as well. It's quite slippy, but it is light and you can lob it in a overhead or whatever. So that's good. What other wheels I've got here? A V5, similar to the S2. So 14 inch wheel, but more powerful. Good little wheel, fast. Got speakers, things like that. So it depends what you want to use it for. So what is your use requirement, I would have said. Is that John from your One Wheel One Way Tours? It is, yes. That John, as John's just said. Yeah, try not to chat to him too much because tech conversations tend to go like this. He talks to me and then they go like that, talk to John. So yeah, can't hold a conversation very well. There's only one John Morley. There is. Thankfully, there is, yes. Otherwise, yeah, we'll be worse off, wouldn't it? This here, who likes a lamp? I love lamp, but it hasn't got a bulb yet. That's how new and fresh this studio is. Haven't even got a bulb for that. So, shame. Z10 I miss. Wow. Who would like some hot off the press live EUC news? Anyone? So who was it asked what's the best wheel? Davey, what is your use? S2 is for starters. I wouldn't say S2 is for starters, no. The S2 fits a very specific role. S2 isn't for starters. It's for people that don't want to go crazy fast or crazy amount of power. Would probably be inner city riders. Didn't want to go very far, so people that want to do their last mile commute, pretty much, or commute to the train station, lobbed in overhead. I mean, it's no point taking that, for instance, into, you could say that's an experienced person's wheel, which, not really, but you can't fit that in the overhead, whereas that you can, so it just depends what you want. And in fact, I don't usually carry my Monster around with me, because it won't fit behind the car seat, so I take the V8 or the KS16S, which I'm still currently riding, but we're lending that out. So yeah, everyone wants to go crazy fast. Z10, yes. So how much tilt do you recommend? Should the foot pads be exactly horizontal? How much tilt? Would you mean when you're going fast and it's reaching the maximum speed, or do you mean just standard? And I presume you mean this way rather than this way or that way. So yeah. Z10 or the Kingsong 18L. Hi Neon, how you doing? Which should I pick? I do not know. I'll tell you why I don't know, and I've said before, and I'll say it again, I will not answer questions I don't know the answer to, I'll just say I don't know. 18L, I have never ridden it. The Z10, I have never ridden it. And we profess to be the leading EUC seller. so probably need to sort that out. But 18Ls, for those of you to pre-order from the first batch, they are arriving Monday. So Monday they will be coming in, and they should be, depending on arrival time, shipping out Monday. So if anybody watching this has pre-ordered with us Kingsong 18L, it will be leaving Monday, all being well. So the Z10, some little news on that. We should be, no promises, should be getting a sample in. So brilliant. So we'll get that on the go, but we've got to find more about it. Yeah, it is Neon ECU is Danny, yes. But yeah, UK sample, because it's a sample, it doesn't have to adhere to the very, very strict regulations. It is literally just a sample for us to have a look at and ride, etc. So yeah, so it won't be that. If anyone's local and want to try it out, possibly, depending on how our testing goes, we will announce it if anybody wants to have a go, and we might be traveling around a bit, so we might be somewhere near you or something if you want to come a quick go, but we will see. But yeah, so Davey Adam, what are you looking to do with your wheel? And can you hear Michael in the background having a phone conversation? Because if you can, we probably need to fit the soundproofing. UK version should be hugely restricted, possibly. Don't know, I don't know anything about that. Maybe, who knows? If it's a Z10, I'm hoping that, yeah, it will be a full-on Z10. It'd be a massive shame if it's all restricted. What I like is the fact that you can have lots of power. You don't necessarily need massive speed. So if you've got power, it means you can go 18 miles an hour on a flat, and you can go 18 miles an hour uphill. I really like that. It's the fact that you have to suddenly, I hear Mike. Mike, they can hear your phone call. They can hear you on the phone call. I've told him anyway, he can hear him on the phone call, so there we are. Don't think he's taking notice, but on the InMotion VR app, I can adjust the tilt. Do I want to have the tilt back? I always, it's kind of preference. You can actually tip it forward a little bit, and you can tip it forward back, but I have it pretty much flat at stationary. So when you stand on it, it's almost dead flat. And then any movement I lean forward is quite sharp. So yeah, but there you go. So GTG, Jonathan Wally says, I'm assuming that stands for got to go. I can't think of anything else funny or snarky that it would mean. It's a shame, but 18L. Yeah, I can't wait. 18L Monday, and we will have a test version that we'll be doing a video on, obviously. So filming of that will take place next week some point. Jonathan Wally's had to go now, so I could have asked him if he wanted to take part in the video. But we should have the video. Yeah, hopefully middle end of next week we'll have the 18L video out for you guys. And actually the 18L that we're doing the video on has also been sold, that we bought in for a demo. That's gone. Someone's bought that. They're getting £100 off it, because obviously it'd be used, done about 50, 60 miles probably, whatever it is. So any more thoughts, plans for a charity mega ride? Now we kind of put that to bed really. Me and John talked about it. We've done 1,000 miles. Remember year before, we did the 200 mile ride, and that was like, that was a 3-dayer and an average speed of 8 miles an hour, which is just completely crazy on those machines, which I was gonna hang up the back here, but there's not enough room. But that was just crazy, yeah. So we did 200 miles, we got to the end of the 200 miles, and we're talking about doing 1,000 miles at the end of that journey, and we look at each other going, this is crazy to do 1,000 miles. All in one go, but we did. So we did 1,000 miler, and really the next step would have to be 10,000 miles, wouldn't it? Or 5 at worst, but 110 sounds better than it, but I just can't see. I can't see doing that, I'm sorry. So we got several things we were talking about, but I think EUC wise, probably not. We have talked about trying to do a speed run from Land's End to Johnny Groats and trying to do it with a support team to swap out wheels so it wouldn't all be done on the same wheel. It would be literally time every time we run down to 20%, then we jump off, grab another wheel out of the van, jump on that and carry on going and trying to see how quick you can get from Land's End to Johnny Groats on a wheel. So that was one of the challenges, which is kind of in the list to do. But yeah, we'll see. What got you into EUCs in the first place, and what was your first ever EUC? So, interesting story, I find it interesting. Electric cars got me into EUC. So I got a Nissan Leaf, did have a Nissan Leaf, had it for 4 years. Got into electric cars, and at the same time thought, these things are amazing, in 100% torque at zero. So I thought, gotta be something else. And then possibly a customer, or someone that followed me with my electric car blog, he got a 9-bot Elite in. I remember saying to him, what is that you've got? Looks like a Segway. And it was a 9-bot Elite. So I bought some from 9-bot to test them. And then I said, do you do anything with a single wheel? Because that would be awesome. And he said, oh, hold on, we got one coming out. And that was the 9-bot 1. And when we got it, it was absolutely amazing. So go and check out our YouTube channel. The first video, I think it's the first video that ever went up, is me trying to learn to ride on a 9-bot 1. Absolutely brilliant. And I remember that thing arriving. I can remember just going, what on earth is this? It sounds awesome. It looks awesome. And then when you're riding it, it was absolutely brilliant. So that's what started me in it. And that completely won me over. Once I learned to ride, brilliant. And the whole point of buying that in was, could we sell these in the UK? And that's when my relationship formed with 9-bot. And so it all started, basically. And they pretty much just started out themselves, 9-bot, at that point. Good evening, Ricardo. So let's have a quick look. Have you edited all of the footage from the 1,000-mile trip, and how much did you raise? How much did we raise? John's not here. I think about $4,000. It's around about that, I think we raised. Might be £3,000 or £4,000, I think it was. Have I edited it all? No, it is a complete nightmare. Done day 3, got to do day 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. And the last one took me 20 hours, I think, to edit. And John spent, by the way, several weeks sorting through the footage because we had 4 cameras. And it's just us trying to do it in between our spare times. But John spent hours and hours and hours editing the footage, putting it into the right order. So yeah, no, not all edited yet. It will be. You get drips and drabs. So we've done day 3, which is titled up as day 4. And then, yeah, day 4 should be fairly soon. Looking forward to more videos from the 1,000-mile ride. Right now I'm stuck with reruns of the first episodes. Ha! Yeah, keep watching them back. I thought day 3 came out really well, especially with all the things that happened in that day, crossing from Southern Line to Northern Line, John missing the border line, you know, so the border crossing. And him falling off, of course, which was hilarious. We got that on several angles. Brilliant to watch. I wanted to make more of it and stretch it out and make that 20 minutes of the actual episode, but I decided against it. Who was the first person that invented the one wheel? Not 100% sure on that. There's many arguments that go on, and patent infringements and all sorts that people would argue who did it. But try and find, and someone comment if you know, there are people here who might know this answer to this question. There's a wheel you do with just bearings and an axle, and you stand on it, and no gyroscope at all, so no motorized thing, it's just a mechanical device, wheel, bearing, axle, and you stand on it, and there's people that ride them. Unbelievable. Don't know what it's called though. Ian, you should pick yourself up a dual ultra e scooter. Could do. Look them up on YouTube. S2s for shopping in B&Q. If you haven't seen that, Mike is referring to the B&Q advert in the UK. If you're not from the UK, you might not have B&Q. They're driving S2s around B&Q. And an advert on TV. It's quite interesting. If you need crowdfunding to find time to edit, I'm on it. Very good. Do you think he's an extreme sport and people racing with modded wheels and racing around courses? I would love that. I was thinking like a motocross cross, but with wheels. That would be absolutely brilliant, wouldn't it? Racing would be good, and then endurance racing I can see being a great thing. But yeah, it's supposed to be a Speedy Feet meet, which is a Speedy Feet get together of all the wheels and stuff. People can come down into the Forest of Dean. It's supposed to be doing this year. John was supposed to be picking a date. That's when that last finished, the organisation. But Hasn't gone very far. So we need to get that back on the road, don't we? And is anybody here watching, would they want to get together and have a ride around the forest? It'd have to be pretty much unofficial, because probably never get permission to actually have a mass group of people. I mean, probably have to limit the numbers to sort of 30 or 40 riders at the very most. We'd get in trouble probably. Do you think done that one? Have you ridden on the sand at beach with them? And are they warranted for using on sand? Obviously flat, firm sand just up from the sea. I have ridden the sand and I've blown a board as well. So I went to Western Supermare and I jumped off a curb into the sand and it just sunk and blew the board because it overpowered the board. So don't do that. I rode for most of the day on the nice hard flat sand like you're talking about. I had no issues at all. But you're going to increase the wear on them because tiny little particles of sand are going to build up around the bearings. They're going to get everywhere. If you open up once you ride all day, you take the cover off, you'll have sand up around where the control board is. So yeah, not ideal. Wouldn't recommend it. You're going to get spits of salt in there and sand. So probably wreck your wheel. Infrequently, possibly get away with it. But yeah. Let's talk tiltback. Far away. What tiltback? What about it? By the way, I'm limiting this to, I'm supposed to be doing these 30 minutes. We're 21 minutes in. Might up it to 45 minutes. It seems to be around about 45 minutes we can basically do. But we're going to have a little timer. It's going to be sat on the desk. What's it called? Lal something. Lal timer or something. Let's have another look. You need tilt back. Hi, Gast. Do you? You need tilt back. You do if you're going too fast. Let's have another quick look, see. So, just had an email in from a customer, and this is how this happens throughout the day. Can you tell me when you're going to get the Z10 in and the Z8? All day, every day. So, be great if you're watching, Carl. But there we are. So, I just saw that come in, and that just happens every day. It's constant, a constant onslaught. Let's have a look. So, several people saying, yeah, meetup sounds good. Let's try and scroll down this chat. Have I missed any questions? Has anyone seen that B&Q advert? If I can't, I can't put it into the live feed yet because we haven't got the equipment to do it. When's the Speedy Feet meet? I don't know. John's arranging a date. Should I text him? Text John. Hold on, let me just text him. Let's have a quick look. Let's ask him a question, shall we? Let's send a message. I don't want to send an audio message, I want to record. Oh no, I can't do that over here. When is the Speedy Feet meet, John? Question mark. Sweet. There we go. If I could actually get this to stand up. And let's send him another message. I'm sure he's not. Well, he probably is still at work, to be fair. It's not gone 5 o'clock yet. Have another go. No, it's not happening. People would like to know currently on live. There we go. How about bank holiday Monday in August? Let's have a quick look. I'm missing some questions here. Nice job on the EUC studio. Thank you very much. He said, sorry, he's in a meeting, but he's able to write, sorry, I'm in a meeting, but he's not able to reply to the question about the meet. Let's have a look. Thank you very much. Nice job on the EUC studio. If the wheel tips, you have time to correct. Yeah. Should I use my wheel in the UK every day or should I keep used to quiet time so not to attract legal issues? We haven't really had anyone come across any issues whatsoever. On the whole, there's been a couple of people we talked about last week in last week's live. By the way, these live feeds are going in as podcasts as suggested by several people. They are currently, let me find out for you, I'll tell you which podcast they're going to be on. Now, if you've got the Anchor app, please get the Anchor app if you haven't got it. If you have got it, you'll find us on there. Get the Anchor app. If you don't know what the Anchor app is, look on the Google Play Store for Anchor. It is a podcast thing, but you can send us a direct message, which we can play on these live feeds, which would be brilliant. So if you've got questions, you can actually, rather than write them, you can send them in. If you're not available for lives each week, you can send in questions and we'll stack them up and we'll answer those questions, even play them. So here we go. Let's have a quick look. Profile. So podcast settings. So it should tell me where they are. I'm useless at this, aren't I? Twitter connected? No, that's not it. Ah, podcast distribution, that could be it. So we are on the following available listening platforms: on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So on all of those, you can get our podcast. And all they are is the audio transcript from this placed onto those and distributed across those. So for people that can only catch a little bit or want to or miss the whole thing, they requested that they would like it on podcast form. So it's just this, the audio taken from this, and then that is uploaded to that. So so using your wheel every single day, very few issues. Two people have been prosecuted, and both those need to have context put into them, but they are on the previous podcast, and one hit something and had to wait there. And then obviously when the police arrived, they had to go through all that thing. And the other one was riding across a zebra crossing, but didn't stop initially, got the policeman very angry, and then it went from bad to worse and misadvised, and then got fined. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of riders out in the UK, and you don't really hear any issues, mostly because we're all very, very courteous. And where I have one concern is that these wheels, such as this now, are pretty powerful and go pretty fast. I'm starting to see more and more videos of people going 35 miles an hour, no helmet, no protection at all. But never mind that, even if they're fully protected, 35 miles an hour in a pedestrianised area or on a road is going to get you absolutely done, and it will get us all banned. So ideally, we need to be riding courteously. So so I can't answer the when we can do the Speedy Feet meet. So it's a good suggestion, Monday in August, bank holiday. I'll have to look at it and then do some arranging of some description. But say it can't be an official event hosted by Speedy Feet. It would just be the fact that I will be there and John will be there, and we'll go for a ride out in the forest on a predetermined route. Some amazing routes. So the other thing to remember with that is it could be really challenging. So if you can't ride that well, we let us know. Comment, go to our Facebook page, and go there. Go, I'm trying to think now. Where you can comment, find somewhere we can get together and we can group up, send us a message on Anchor or whatever, and talk about what you guys want. Because the routes we'll have will probably be, to make it worthwhile if you're traveling that way, it's gonna be 15-ish miles, probably, so you're gonna need spare batteries if your unit won't go that far. Second to that, it will be a challenging route. There will be bits in it that you may have never, even if you're a town city rider and you've never touched off road, you're gonna be sweating a lot, most likely, if this does go ahead this year. So to bear that in mind, there are a couple of things. We might have to create two routes, and of course, you won't know where to go. So really, it needs to be it needs to be one route, which might be quite challenging. It's got to be challenging bits in it. Won't be a nice soft ride out kind of thing. So here we go. Wobble feeling, you still have it at times. Wobble feeling, I don't get that. We had it on the Tesla at top speed, the Gotway Tesla. But well, specifically John did, if you watch our review video on the Gotway Tesla and the speed test we did, John couldn't get rid of it. And it tends to be because you're tensed up. I know there are people that argue with that, say it's something else, but the only way you can do that is get someone who hasn't got the wobble to get on it and ride it at the same speed. If it doesn't do it, and you haven't got any stupid clothing on, it's like a big sail, then it must be you. So really you need someone who can ride really well to test it. If they get the same problem, then maybe there is a problem. But otherwise, it's usually the rider, almost always the rider. Ian, did you happen to have any of those plates, parts for the ACM axle shims? Eddie, I've ordered them. Coming in, we've ordered loads. I think we've ordered 100 of each. It's two different types, actually. So we have ordered them. But so Gotway shipment, some of it is leaving this Friday, I think. Should have left last Friday. Any of your customers have a liability insurance? And if so, do you recommend it? I can never say no, don't get liability insurance, can I? Because that would be not very good advice, probably. I think a couple of people have tried to get insurance, but not 100% sure. Don't know. In that, answer the question, can you get it? What's the cost of it? I'm not sure. The S2 would be perfect for another 5 to 10 of speed from 8.4. Would it be technically feasible for them to fit more power into a 14-inch wheel without adding more weight? Well, the answer to that, Joel, it would be the V5. That does that. What you're saying. So it's more powerful and more quicker than that. But the form factor is pretty much the same. It's got shut off as well when you pick it up. So 14-inch wheel, pretty much the same. It's got slightly more grip on the legs. But yeah, so V5F, answers that really, what you're talking about, and it's similar wheel to BC wheel, thank you very much. The fat unicyclist, I like that. Would the MCM4 be able to handle the route? Yeah, I've pretty much ridden most of that stuff. It's down to rider, Neon. Well, I mean, we might have a couple of wheels at hand, possibly, but there's no guarantees. Imagine that we didn't have anything for anyone else to ride. You need to bring your own wheel and try and get on with it. The MCM4 should be able to handle it, yeah. I mean, that is also 14-inch wheel. No, the 14-inch isn't the issue. I mean, I've ridden a lot, so if you watch the S2 video we've done, did quite a lot of off-roading on that. I mean, it's not the most powerful and it's not the most stable because of all the stones and rocks and stuff and tree roots and things like that. It's all possible, it's just harder work. So as long as the rider can do it, you're going to sweat more than everyone else, basically. So, possible, yeah. So also at the same time, if some of the things are very challenging, you've got a small wheel, like a beginner wheel, generic wheel, and you're thinking about coming to something like this, if the board blows or it breaks, that's your own responsibility. You've got to be open up to the fact that you might blow your board. Possibly. So, yeah, possibly. You might fall off, Rich. Yeah, you might fall off. Challenging. It's going to be fairly challenging. Yeah, Rich might, yeah. I don't think Rich is on, is he? He's probably actually working. But he might fall off. Probably a lot falling off going on. Is a 2000 watt M Super okay for this? Okay for what? Okay for the get-together? So just clarify that, please, if you can. Here's an idea for manufacturer. Geofencing speed restrictions on wheels. It could be done. It could be done. You're talking like DJI type thing, aren't you? Where they, with their drones. No fly zones. So no ride fast zones, potentially. So 2000 watt, yeah, I mean, you're talking, yeah, no problem at all, yeah. So 18-inch wheel as well, good for the trail riding. But you can pretty much do it on anything. It won't set out and it'll be immediately continuously challenging. There will be some challenging aspects. Worst case scenario, pick the wheel up and carry it for a bit of a distance. So yeah, but there's a lot of people that follow Speedfeet, and we can't have a mass arrival of people. So we're going to have to do it like the old rave days, so to covertly somehow. What we're half thinking is to do a ride out and then have some, you know, bring your own food, have a barbecue or something, you know. So we'll try that. Is anyone on anchor? Because let's get you some messages, it says on there. So if no one is on Anchor, go and download Anchor and send a message. Let's see if it works. I know Rich Gordon White is on Anchor because he followed us. Who else is on there? Can I tell? I Feed People's on there. So yeah, go and find us, Speedy Feet Weekly EUC Show on Anchor. It's a free app, but you've got the ability to send us directly messages. So it'd be good to have you on there. We can plug the audio in and then we can play them out. So things to look forward to in the future are the countdown timer for this, which will be in the back, probably pinned here somewhere. Do you like the sign? Who likes the sign? Nice, isn't it? I like it. That came from Sweden. Even Sweden, that did. I like that. Turned out all right. It was a bit, but no, it turned out all right. The Traveller. Will you test a 9-bot Z and when will it be released? Where are you from, for one? Are you from Europe? Or are you from the US of A? Or are you from the Asia? Let me know the answer to that one. Awesome sign. Good. I like it. I think it's really good. I was going to get backlit, but I'm not going to do that now. I've given up on that. It's nice like it is. So Germany. So you're looking for an EU 9.1Z. That ain't going to happen anytime soon. They need CE certification on them. Still the same answer. Not at the moment. Probably not this year. Is it normal for the Emotion V8 to have a bit of play when you go forward to backward? I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Not 100% sure. What setting have you got it on in terms of the performance of the wheel and what tilt back, and have you calibrated it? Probably worth calibrating if you've got a bit of play. Maybe. But the second to that, we've never had any issues with the V8 at all. Been a stonking machine. It's one of the only ones we've ever stopped, probably the only one we've ever stopped. We haven't got any faults with it. All the manufacturers, pretty amazing. The V10 and V10F, which we ordered in April, believe it or not, still haven't come in. But they should be shipping, I think, the 27th of this month. allegedly. But for all you guys out there, they have had issues with the motors in the V10F, hence the reason our order was delayed. They're finding an issue at about 300 miles into their journey. The motors are starting to have issues. What those issues are, I do not know, but they've got a faulty motor, essentially. So I'm glad our shipment didn't turn up. So if you've got a really early in motion, it might be, did I say in motion Z10? In motion V10, I mean, obviously, if I did say that, it'd be worth just checking that you've got a good one. I have your love Z10. I've been testing one, it's become my favourite of mine. I've seen your videos, Mari. I have been watching you here from the sunny UK, and it looks like you're having a right laugh with it. You had a cutout up the hill, didn't you? A thermal cutout, I saw. But apparently that's just because you've got like a special version of it, an early release, and that's been covered off. I think that's correct, but you might want to elaborate, because other people might have seen you have that cutout and then not seen the replies and the chat that's been going on around that. I haven't changed any of my settings, but I'll go over it and do a calibration. Yeah, so when you do calibration, always just make sure everything's level. So hold it upright, dead straight, foot plates where you want them, and do the calibration on it. Yep. No one guessed the injury last week. I had an injury, which is now healing up, but you might be able to see, got quite a bit of damage still here, but it's kind of repaired itself, and that hand is almost completely repaired itself. Didn't break my wrist, thankfully, but I've got bruising here and along here. I came off a V5, faulty control board. If I could show you the video, I would, because I managed to get it from the CCTV operator on site. I'm just riding along, checking all the diagnostics. I've done 3 miles, all good, not stressing out, doing 12, 13 miles an hour. Oh, I can't clap my hands, and off I came. So, yeah, that's where that's from, to answer that mystery. But a week later, we're all repaired, it's all forgotten. Beta version, Sid at Ninebot says the induction version will have 3/4 more torque and half the heating. Half the heating? Yeah, so anyway, it's very early. It's very early days. But to be fair, that hill you were going up, even on camera, looked ridiculously steep. So I'm guessing it was above and beyond the design remit of the Z10 and probably other wheels. But Mike, have you gone up that same hill with other wheels with zero issue? If so, which wheels? And did the other wheels get really, really hot as well? Give it some context for us, would you? Because it's an interesting topic, that one. But one thing we learned, I'm guessing you haven't broken the body, and it rolled down the side of that hill quite significantly. So I'm guessing you didn't have any brakes or anything like that. So no one's still sent us a voice message on Anchor. No one's going to do it, are they? I think that's a no-go. Oh, we got one. Let's have a look. What we got? Hope it's child-friendly.
All right, let's see if this works.
Hey.
So I'm curious, does jumping on and off of curbs present a risk to puncturing the tire as long as the tire pressure isn't too low? Thank you.
Sweet. Well, that works. Did you hear that? And thank you very much for leaving us a message. So curb hopping, it presents pretty much no risk at all, but there are several things. One is, depending on what version of wheel you've got, it can actually stress out the axle. So if you're doing lots of hopping, jumping up and down all the time, you're gonna be stressing out the axle. Because remember, everything is hung, you've got the motor. Bear with me, gonna be an empty studio for a second. Oh! There you go. So what you've got, let's just slide up and make sure this is all right. Can I slide up? No, I can't. So what you've got is, you've got everything is hung. Look at the, this, you can tell this has been dragged out of the middle of nowhere. It's got hair all over it. Dog hair. And cobwebs. But basically, so what would happen is, this is in between your shell, and then everything is hung, all your weight is on that axle. That's how that works. So foot plate out here, you can imagine that's on there. It's relying on that axle on its own, basically. We've only ever had, I think out of all these, we've sold ridiculous amounts of number ones, lost count. And we've only ever had, I think, two motors that had the issue where the axle snapped, and they were from people who did tricks and stuff and jumped off things. A lot higher than a curb, admittedly. But you just gotta remember that you are stressing it out. But a lot of the newer ones are going thicker axles, and they're swapping them out for thicker axles anyway. You can kind of get the thickness of that axle there. But that's all it's between you and everything else. All the shell and everything else is hung on this, so you've got the weight of the batteries. So this Monster, for instance, amazing, really, it survives. It's all hung, all those really heavy batteries, 2,400 watt hours of batteries, all hung on the axle, as well as the rider weight and as well as all the furniture. So remember that. So that's one thing. The other thing is, if you don't quite clear it and you clip the edge of the curb, then you've obviously got a risk of pinching the tire and then busting it. So don't do that. But otherwise, as long as your tire pressure is significant enough, yes. In fact, you don't want your tire too hard. If you want to do jumping, you actually need a bit of air for compression within the tube and the tire to give you that lift, acts as a spring and a cushioner. So when you land, it softens it out as well. But obviously, bend your knees. Let's have a little look what we've got going on here. Then I need to go back up. So let's go back up. Main reason I bought these is work I do in green spaces. I use it to get around large sites and when using a leaf blower and doing litter picking also. The guys at work think it's cool as well. Yeah, I should think it was. You go around with a leaf blower, post a photo up to Speedy Feet Facebook page. That would be brilliant to see a photo of you with a leaf blower. King Song. So, yeah, Joe, it was you that wrote in. Joel, sorry. Joel, you wrote in, didn't you? Yeah, so that's your message that's come through. So hopefully... yeah, I've answered that question for your curb hopping question. But thanks very much for leaving a message. That works really, really well. So if we can route that into the audio and you all want to send these messages in, sweet. And you get yourself on the live feed, don't you, as well at the same time. When is a special tool coming with the wheel for the side with the wire? What do you mean? When is the special tool coming with the wheel for the side with the wire? I'm not sure what you mean. Can you clarify that? Any chance, Neon, any chance you can open that wheel you're holding, show us what it's like inside? I've never seen one open before, even if it's in another future video. Well, if you're willing just to wait a second, I will go and get you one that we opened up to see what was inside. It's like what's inside, this is. Oh, well, I couldn't find it, but I found another to give you some idea. So this is out of an i5. So this is an i5 wheel, so it's a 14-inch wheel, slightly different, but very similar. It's not quite the same. I'll have another quick little look in a minute. If anybody else has got anything else they want to go run and get, now's the time to tell me. But I'll, so what you've got is the magnets here, and then another bit slots into there. So the i5 is an interesting one because actually everything hangs on the motor unit itself, which is strange, isn't it? It sits in a bearing, so a bearing slots in there. There are no angled foot plate pillars like that. The body attaches, that's why it's so thin. It's only 6 inches wide, I think. So yeah, that's the inside of one of those. Nothing much to it, really. But you're missing, obviously, the wiring side, the hall sensor and stuff, which is in there. A load of copper winding, you're missing that on there. So on road bikes, tubeless tyres are becoming more and more common. Are there UCs with tubeless tyres, or do you know if they'll be coming to the market? I really hope they are not tubeless tyres, because it's a complete nightmare. They're on the Mini Pro, so 9-bot Mini Pro, two wheel, tubeless. One of the biggest bugbears with that is the tyres keep going all the time. So they're sat on the motor units, and you only have to nick a tyre on a curb or something like that, you bump over something, and it breaks the bead on the side, and then the air all comes out of it. So essentially you've got a puncture. And then you need high pressure air. Well, you need a large, you can't just do it with a hand pump. You need a commercial compressor or something that can pump out a lot of air quickly to then reseal that beading and get it to inflate and then stay up. So it's a bit of a nightmare, really. So I'm hoping they don't do that. And the second thing to that is, a lot of tires are designed for bicycles. It's like the Schwebel tyres we sell. We always put a sticker on them saying inflate to maximum PSI, because they're designed to have a split load, so they're not designed to be on a single wheel. So it has to be a specialised tyre, so someone would need to make something specialised or designed for heavy weight bearing. And if it was to be tubeless, not to get any punctures, so real thick solid tire wall that's unlikely, even when almost completely flat, to pop off the beading. So I wouldn't want to see it. I'd want to see tubes in there, to be honest. And anything that's a solid tire, so no cavity in it at all, would be way too hard for it. So I wouldn't want to see that. So. Quality of the Z10 build is amazing. Other current wheels have made it. Okay, so Mark's talking about the hill he went up with the Z10 where he had a cutout because of a heat, which as far as I know, what's happened is that's cut out because of heat and then it's rebooted. So it hasn't blown the board, which used to be an issue a couple of years ago. You'd overheat it and you actually blow the board. You've wrecked the machine. You go and buy a board, strip it down, fit the board, and off you go again. What seems to have happened here is safety has cut it out. And then you just boot it back up again. So he's saying the build's good, but the other wheels he's tested on that hill, crazy seal build, good stress test. Yeah, I mean, the hill you're talking about, Mari, is beyond what they should be doing, isn't it? So I would do it. But there we go. Can I buy a foot plate for 9.1 E plus from you? You can. So if you go, I think you can buy them individually. It might come in sets, I'm not sure. So yeah. You can, if you go to speedyfeet.co.uk, which is probably linked up in it, it's a URL, yeah, down here somewhere. Go there and then go to unicycles and then have a look down and you'll see it. Parts for 9.1 plus. I'm sure I could close this up. I'm going to close these things up because I'm missing half the chat window, which is never good, is it? Very good answer. So. Let me just go and have a look if I can. I'll try and find it, that 9.1 E plus motor that's actually stripped completely down. It took ages to strip it down. I couldn't find it. Well, I've got a wheel off a Z10. Oh, 9.1 Z10 wheel. Oh, they said it was wide, but that's just ridiculous. Oh, put that there. Oh, man. Filthy as well. Oh, that's heavy. That's tired me out. Right, has anyone else sent any messages by Anchor? We know it works, but, you know, it'd be interesting to see. Messages. No. Here's your first message. Lisa says, now I've got a first message rather than saying, no, you haven't got any messages. With the electric skateboard and the EUCs behind you, is there any other electric machines you plan on getting, like one-wheeled bike with handlebars and seat? There is not, no. Don't plan on doing that. We've got scooters and stuff that we'll be getting in. We want to get the ES2 in for 9 watt. Well, we've got the LAF, of course, scooter and skateboards. That's done by Gotway, this one. And it's pretty unique because it hasn't got a hand controller. So it's motors in the wheels. So these bottom wheels here, they've got motors in them. And it's actually done by leaning. So no stubbery to go wrong. But we only bought two in because they just literally released them, I don't know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I think I stopped doing it for now. It's called the Moonwalk. The switch is, you stand on a switch to make it active each side, so you can stand on either switch. The switches became temperamental, and it would often, what would actually happen is you'd stand on it and it'd give you 100% power instantly. So, whee! And off you go, broken elbows. But actually, I got back on that the other day, and I had a mess around on it, it was working fine, so. But it is a bit like, it could kill you at any moment, so, yeah. Let me have a look. So I hope that answers your question. Not really. We'll pretty much go for anything that's really cool. We'll stock stuff that's really cool. But at the moment, it's nothing really that's like, wow, got to get that. In case you weren't aware, I click support the stream. All right, okay. Didn't really open it up for that. But if you guys want to support, that's fine. I'll work out how you do that. I haven't got a clue. But. Yep, thank you very much for letting me know. Rich asks, what is the price point of the InMotion roller skates. Now, a little thing with the InMotion thing going on, I mentioned the V10s earlier. I can't get any real correspondence out of InMotion. It's been a bit of a nightmare. Not responding to emails, keep chasing, and so it's been a bit of a disaster. And we've got an order in for those skates. So we're gonna try them out, and there are reviews out there. If you look at them, people are pretty much saying, not the InMotion ones, but similar, because Segway brings them out as well. So what's gonna happen there in terms, you look at the Segway ones, look at the InMotion ones. If you just painted the InMotion ones white, they are Segway ones. So yeah, will they be any good? I don't know. I think if you watch, so one thing to do for you guys that are regular riders and know what you're doing, if you have a look at the Segway video for their skate things, whatever they're calling them, W1s or something, have a look at that and watch the riders intently and see how unstable they actually look riding around. And they're people that have been practicing them, and they've used those people to actually film this advert, and they don't look comfortable on them. And that's the trouble. You hit a little bump or a crack in the road, or you go across multi-surfaces, multi-terrains, they're gonna be a bit naff. But it does open that world up of balancing to a younger audience or an older audience, or people just sat dead in the middle, just wanna try something like this out. And it takes them a little bit further away from a typical hoverboard where you've got a fixed plank. So the fact your feet are separate, you can do sort of this business, can you? But it ain't gonna go off-road, is it? So, yeah. Love your EUC enthusiasm. Thank you very much, Marty. We just need more videos. And where's Bruce? Bruce, this used to be, this studio was his whole room. And now he's out in the corridor. He's been thrown out. I had to hoover it for about half an hour to get all the dog hair out. So more videos. Yeah, well, this is the whole thing. So there's a lot of investment gone in the filming equipment. So, you know, you're talking a lot. So, and we've got more coming, which is the live feed hardware. So we should be able to have four cameras, up to four. It doesn't mean we're going to use four, but we can have up to four. So we can have close-up shots. So we discussed it last week briefly. We're actually going to do a Tech Tuesday or a Maintenance Monday, one of the two, where we just do a quick video. It might not be every week, might not be weekly, just be dependent on what we've got to talk about, like looking at the inside of motors and things like that. So we'll have something each week. It might be just a basic maintenance tip, and it might be a 5-minute live video. But we do something along those lines, and so we can have it out, a wide shot, and then we can have a close-up and stuff like that. So, and then going on, we've got a load of reviews, stacking up. So what we're gonna have is gonna be a new format as well. Every time we do a video now, we're gonna have a 5-minute cut down review video, which will be footage taken from, cherry-picked from the bigger review. So we'll have a, whatever it will be, 30-minute full-on review, and we'll have a 5-minute bite-size review. The 5-minute will come out first, and in there we'll reference the fact that you need to then go and watch the longer one to get a fully rounded opinion of it. Bite-size, and then full review. It will be repeat footage in the full review, but it'll be chopped up 5 minutes, then a 30-minute video. So two videos for every single review we do. And then second to that, we'll have the initial review video, then we'll have a 1-month review video, a 3-month review video, a 6-month and a 12-month review video, where we detail how we've got on with the wheel over that period of time, any issues we've had with it, etc., etc. So it'll be a full 12-month coverage of every single video review we do of every single product. So that's the format we're going for. And then obviously on top of that, we've got the weekly Wednesday live show. Time does fluctuate a bit, it's trying to work it out. We're already clocking on 53 minutes now. But we're trying to incorporate a worldwide customer base, which is very difficult. So starting at 4 means that some of the UK guys, they are still at work and can't watch, hence the reason we've got on podcast as well. And that's why we've opened up to say that send us messages on Anchor. If you send us messages on Anchor, during the week, whenever, they'll be stacked up, ready to go in the live, and they'll be answered. And then you can listen to the podcast, or you can watch a live feed at your own leisure, and your question will be answered. You don't need to be live. There we go. So we do that. This will take some time until we get some real suggestions and regulations in Germany. Let's have a look. Less good news out of Germany. The government office that was supposed to make recommendations wanted some outrageous safety features. Other stakeholders stopped them, fortunately, so no new regs. Ah, okay. Well, that's good. in a way. It hasn't been banned, for instance. Yeah, the name of the app that I'm talking about, if you're not looking at the chat, is A-N-C-H-O-R, so Anchor. So if you want to be played on the live stream, send a message, or if you just want a question answered, yeah, we play it on the live stream. Just like a phone-in radio, really. That's pretty much the idea of it. Let's have a look. So, stream options that we're doing there. So, Okay, so we've got all that up and running. So we'll give it another few minutes. If you've got something to say, say it now, otherwise you're gonna miss out for this week, and it'll be next week. You have to wait until, which will be quite some time, about 7 days, I think. But I think I've answered all the questions. So Nicholas Hansen, you said about foot plates. Let me have a look. Let me get you that link that you'll need for that. Get you direct. I don't know why I just told you. Just go and get it because I'm sat at the PC, and I see unicycles, and then you've got 9-bot parts. Boom, and then foot plates. Yeah, so they're individual. They don't come in a pair. You buy them individually. So can I tag you in it, Nicholas Hansen? Okay. I can't get to the comment box. That's annoying. There we go. Okay, got you. Let's have a look. Thankfully, in Ireland, we've just had the news that electric vehicles and all other electric vehicles that go less than 45 miles per hour are legal to ride on the streets without the need for tax or insurance. Hey, that is brilliant. So, wow. Okay. All we need now is Northern Ireland and the UK to, you know, the whole of the UK to follow. So we've got, ever considered adding a GPS tracker to an EUC? I think someone's done that. I've seen that somewhere. You can get them fairly cheap, to be fair, but I think you need a SIM card in them. If you want to be truly trackable anywhere. But to be fair, you might as well buy a cheap iPhone, lob it in there and use Find My iPhone app. But obviously you need 5-volt out, which will be the light, so you could do it. You could hack in there a charging port for the iPhone and keep it constantly charged. I have not checked the cooling vest for Bruce, no. I'm sorry. let's have a look. Is your podcast going to be at the same time or will it be random time? So it's going to be always Wednesday. It's definitely always Wednesday. It's going to be around, we're trying to bounce it around. It will eventually become a static time, but we tried. So today was going to be 4, but didn't quite get there in time, so 4:30. And then between 4 and 6, we might... You know, 6 is a bit late because it means I've got to sit here for about an hour, 6, and then finishing at 7. It's a bit too late. So probably be 5, but 5 is an awkward time for a lot of people. So no, it's not. He didn't. He's actually what James has said, Joel. He said 45 miles per hour, not 45 kilometers an hour. So when you're saying 45 kilometers an hour is generous, he's saying 45 miles an hour. That can't be right. That's surely mean kilometers an hour, don't you, James? Surely. Have you got any links to also that news? Because I'd like to share that news if you've got that on the Facebook page. And anyone that's bought from Speedy Feet, you can actually join the Speedy Feet Wheels owner group on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, then search for Speedy Feet Wheels owner group and then have a look at that and then say send us a join request. If you can reference your order, that'd be great because it is a private group for customers only on that. But you can join up that and we can share stuff like this and chat about it there as well. And things you want to do on the live stream. Yeah, 45 miles an hour would be mental. oh no, not Facebook. No. Good place to get together though. If you want to fire up quick ideas and things, it's ideal for that. Right, what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna be killing this live stream until next week. So, again, you need to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel and you need to hit the bell notification to be notified when we go on live, for one. Send us voice messages regardless of whether you can actually watch a live stream, so just send us voice messages. onto the Anchor app, A-N-C-H-O-R. Download that, it's free. Look us up, Speedy Feet, you'll find us. Joel did it successfully, so that's good. And then do that, subscribe to all that. Go to our Instagram, find us on there, which is, I can't remember what it is now. Speedy Feet, something. Can't do it because my phone's over there recording because the other camera's not set up. So find us on Speedy Feet, I think it's 9bot.uk, Speedy Feet 9bot.uk, something like that. Twitter, same again, go and find us on there, sign up for that. And then you should be rounded with all the notifications we have and things like that. So, yeah, brilliant. All right, cheers, guys. Nice to chat. I've got to go and kill this live feed. But I think I have to do it by walking over to the camera. I do. Oh my goodness. Right. All right, guys, I will see you next week. So think of stuff to say, think of stuff to talk about, add it on. Job done. And the camera should be set up next week, all being well.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.